It's so easy to misunderstand, Mr. Man. Hey, Mr. Man, here's the best part of my master plan. It's bumper sticker size, guaranteed to get a rise. Everyone will know just where you stand,
Mr. Man.
Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain,
Mr. Man.
There's a reason it's a master plan. No need to read the book, all it takes is one quick look. Everybody knows just where we stand,
don't they,
Mr. Man?
Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain,
Mr. Man.
I know it's been a trial. A vile little pill you've had to swallow. I know it's been so hard, but now you've got someone that you can follow,
Mr. Man.
Never mind the details, no, never mind the stakes. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man, it's all in the refrain,
Mr. Man.
Hey, Mr. Man, folks are gonna love my master plan. We're gonna make it better, we're gonna fix the weather. Things are taking shape across the land.
Yes, they are, Mr. Man. Yes, they are, Mr. Man.
Yes, they are,
Mr. Man.
That was Sir S.I. Double R with the title track off their current album, Master Plan. A totally terrific album that you need to check out, S.I.R.R. You can get it on Bandcamp at the price of free. And we're going to give a quick hello right now out to Amy. Hello, Amy. How are you? You are listening to My Audio Face with Mr. K here on 1027 CKMS, also on Rogers Digital 946, and at RadioWaterloo.ca. Amy, are you with us?
I am with you.
I understand you are a super jazz fan, is this correct?
That is correct.
Well, we have a treat for you, Amy. You stick around and listen in about 25 minutes, we have the one, the only Heather Bambrick live on the air talking about her album, You'll Never Know. So be sure to tune in for that. We'll probably get some of their music in. And you have a shout out you wanted to give?
Yeah, I'd just like to say happy Friday to everybody and hope it's a good one, and go Jazz.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Mr. K.
All right, so one of our many avid listeners and Jazz aficionados. Yes, you are on my audio face, and yes, we are talking about Jazz. Roll with it. This is Mr. K, and indeed, we do have a terrific interview coming up in mere minutes with Juno nominee Heather Bambrick. In the meantime, let's listen to some music to get us there.
Thank you. Soft gray mornings, widows cry. The wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. He smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson king.
King Crimson, folks, with In the Court of the Crimson King right here on CKMS 1027. You are with Mr. K on today's edition of My Audio Face. If you want to reach My Audio Face, you can do so by email at myaudioface@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at My Audio Face. Or come post, like, share, read at Facebook.com/myaudioface, and that's where you'll find out upcoming events, different things going on, and one of our big things is new music submissions. We love to find out about new artists, hear from new artists, local and Canadian, of course, preferred, and we'll get you on the air, and we're going to be featuring, in fact, a local band just after this bit. And stay tuned in a few more minutes for a great interview coming up. Right now, I give you the Celebration Army.
Woo! was on fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. And I never dreamed that I'd need somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. With you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't. With you. World was on fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. And I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't want to fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love. No, loves no one.
If you like what you're hearing today, don't forget to tune in to My Audio Face every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. right here on CKMS 102.7 Rogers Digital 946, or worldwide at Radio Waterloo.ca.
last wave, race towards another grave.
Good morning, folks. Mr. K here on my audio face, just coming up close to 10:30, and we have a very special guest with us today. Heather Bembrick is with us. Heather, how are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And so first off, I have to ask you about this because it certainly stuck out when I saw it. You went to the Junos earlier this year.
I did. I did, and I have the bruises to prove it. We had a great time. It was a fabulous party, and honestly, I mean, it really is, you know, as much as everybody says that it's an honor to be nominated, it really was. It was, you know, such a great hang with other, you know, people, my fellow nominees. We all get along really well, so, you know, that was a really fun time with them, and I mean, it really is just an honor to be considered in that kind of company, so I had a great time.
That's awesome. Now, did you have any idea prior to the nominations coming out? Do they give you kind of a heads up? You're going to be nominated?
Generally, your publicist will get a call asking you to attend the press conference where they announce the nominees. So, I asked. I was working with Jane Harbury at the time, and I said to Jane, she called me to let me know if I was, you know, to let me know about it and to see if I was free. And I said, you know, should I get excited about this? And she said, well, generally, yes, you this will be where you learn you're nominated, because otherwise it would be like, you know, if they bring you all in there and announce other people and say, see, you should strive for this. If you worked a little harder, you could be in this company.
I would, that would be a pretty cruel thing to go through that. Exactly, and then say,
right?
Okay, well.
Yeah, so you kind of get, they never tell you you're going to be nominated, but they invite you to the press conference, and generally that's like, okay, that's a good sign. I'm going to make sure I'm free that day.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. So congratulations, and I'm, it sounds like that was a really fun experience for you.
Yeah, it was.
And so you have a new album out now called You'll Never Know.
Yes.
And you are also playing some shows. In particular, you're playing out here tomorrow in Waterloo.
Yeah, it's a beautiful room, the Jazz Room in the Hooter Hotel. And I've never been there. I've heard about it. I know a bunch of people that have played there. And I haven't played there, so I'm making my debut. And you know, by all accounts, it's a fabulous room to play in, and the audiences are wonderful there. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, it sounds pretty exciting. And I was kind of looking ahead at, you've got a pretty packed schedule. You actually play in Bob Cajun the next night.
Yeah, I work with a group called Broadway. So it's myself, Julie Michaels, and Diane Leah, and we do a little bit of sort of musical theater meets jazz meets blues, and it's all rolled into one. So we're doing a show Sunday in Bob Cajun, and there've been a lot of shows in the Southern Ontario region in the last little while. You know, Sudbury and Coburg, and we're going to be heading to Bracebridge later in the month, and you know, so it's nice because, you know, you tend to sort of stick around the Toronto area when you initially do things, and then it's nice to be able to branch out and bring it to different audiences. And I honestly find, without, you know, the risk of, I don't want to upset anyone here in Toronto, but I find audiences in these areas where you bring the music, I find them to be really wonderful. And I love going out on the road a little bit, you know, and hitting the highway for a couple of hours and playing for new audiences and meeting new faces, and you know, and that way I can reuse all of the jokes that I've used in other things, and people think they're fresh and funny. So, you know, I get fresh laughs, so that's good too.
Don't give away all the trade secrets, but you're absolutely
never,
right.
Ever.
And I think it's okay to pick on Toronto a little bit. They're a big city. They can handle it. It's what the rest of Canada does. So the rest
right?
of Ontario
and,
can.
And I'm touring because I grew up in Newfoundland, so I'm supposed to make fun of them.
There you go. I think
now,
yeah.
You know, now I pay taxes here, so it's I got that internal struggle all the time.
There you go. I think that's fair, but I do understand what you mean. I think. Absolutely, you tend to get, not in a negative sense of Toronto, but I think what often happens in big cities is that the sheer volume of available events and just volume of people makes such that you get, at least in my experience, you get a lot of audiences that are just out for being out, if you know what I mean, right? And it's...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will, for instance, complain about that at Leafs games, that they're there because it's the thing to do, not because they're into the event itself. And, you know, you go to a smaller town arena and everybody there is a rabid hockey fan. So
yeah.
I think that's, you know, that's a natural and very fair point. So I'm glad, I'm hoping that we in the region here tomorrow provide that same welcome, which I'm sure we will. So that's tomorrow, 8:30 at the Jazz Room in Waterloo.
Yes.
And now, before I let you go, I want to ask you, because not only are you a Juno-nominated performer, you have your album out, you're also an accomplished radio broadcaster with your own show.
Yes, Jazz FM. I've been at the station for, 16, 17 years. And it just started with me wanting to talk about singers and jazz singers that I like and play the music that I like, and it's kind of, over the years, it's developed into a bunch of different things, and I did a stint, you know, doing the morning show, and now I'm back to doing Sunday afternoon jazz, which is more vocal heavy. It's not a pure vocal show, but there are more vocal selections in it, and yeah, it's just nice being able to keep my finger in that pie of hearing new music and, you know, being able to present it to people and also having that connection with listeners, and that I still enjoy that.
Wonderful. Now I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you had to pick one side of the microphone or the other, would you rather be performing or rather be on the other side?
Yeah, hosting, performing would definitely be the thing, and it's not putting me on the spot at all. I mean, it's really, you know, and that's ultimately why I left the morning show, was because I moved to Toronto from Newfoundland, you know, when I was 22, because I wanted to study music and I wanted to pursue it, and I thought if I get too comfortable doing something else, it's going to be harder and harder to leave, and so I made the decision to focus more on performing, and I made the record, and it resulted in a Juno nomination, so I thought, okay, well, that was a good decision, because clearly, you know, there was some sign from up above or out there, wherever you consider it, saying, yeah, you made the right choice, Heather, so good for you. So, yeah, I mean, I love broadcasting, but there's just, for me personally, there's nothing like performing. I think of myself as sort of, I'm like your little court jester. Like, you're my employer, and my job is to entertain you. And, you know, so that's really where my heart is.
That's awesome, and it shows right just in the way you're talking. You can hear the passion sort of flowing through. So that's terrific. So Heather Bembrick, new album is You'll Never Know, performing tomorrow at the Jazz Room in Waterloo. Please come out, and let's listen to a song from your album. This is the title track. Anything you want to say about it before I play it?
You know what? This is plain and simple. The record was made in honor of my aunt, who passed away last year, and she was a real character. She was a true Newfoundlander, and whenever I did too much to a song, she'd say, now why are you doing that? Don't go ruining that. That was a perfectly lovely song before you got your hands on it. So I said, I wanted to do the record in tribute to her and in her honor and her memory, and I thought, she always loved Vera Lynn. My, she had a lovely voice, did Vera Lynn. So I said, I'll do some Vera Lynn, because this was a tune that she did, and I'm going to do it plain and simple for Mary, and so this is, whenever I do this song, it's always for her.
Okay, let's send it out to her, and thank you very, very much, Heather, and best of luck tomorrow.
Kevin, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Darling, I'm so blue without you. I think about you the livelong day. Ask me if I'm lonely, then I have only this to say. You'll never know just how much I miss you. So went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every
Heather Benbrick with the title track of her Juno-nominated album, You'll Never Know. Big thank you to Heather for joining us earlier for a great interview. And everybody in the Waterloo region, please make sure to come out to see her live tomorrow at the Jazz Room in Waterloo at the, forget the name of the hotel, so I'll find that for you. But it's the Jazz Room in Waterloo, Heather Benbrick. We're going to play another song from her right now. I remind you that you're listening to My Audio Face right here on CKMS 102.7 FM, Rogers Digital 946, and of course worldwide at radiowaterloo.ca. Let's listen to Heather's version of Lovers in a Dangerous Time.
One day you're waiting
the sky to fall. The next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. Fragile bodies of touch and taste. This vibrant skin, this hair like lace. Spirits open to the thrust of grace. Never a breath you can afford to waste.
Lovers. stroll, chanced upon the devil, said, what do you know? The original rebel, have to say, he'd seen better days. Nodded to me slowly and adjusted his shades. Everyone knows that I'm a collector, billions of souls, not counting defectors. Business is booming, but it's wearing me out, thinking about letting go, cause what's it all about? All I hear are gripes and complaints. It ain't what they got, just what they ain't. The fuel bill for the lake of fire never goes down, only keeps going higher. Scratched a match with his thumbnail, arched one eyebrow and twist his fork tail. I'll spruce things up and get out from under. There's gotta be something for the village and plunder. It don't matter if you come from money, it don't matter if you're a star. Muttering something all about his father. Met Jesus chugging some wine, telling me he fell into the line. Said, I'm so tired of being perfect, I'm so tired of being strict. Gonna cut my hair and try a new style. I'm gonna ditch these funky sandals one a little while. Heaven ain't cool and heaven ain't fun, the suicide bombers are demanding refunds. Curry special favors. I'm up to my eyeballs on hungry alligators. Betrayed by Judas, nailed to a cross. Like everybody knows, I'm not the real boss. Wanna take my name in vain, cause no one listens to a goddamn thing I say. It don't matter if you come from mine, it don't matter if you're a star, it don't matter if you're a queen. You're gonna have problems no matter who you are. Souls, but this would be better. Flesh, blood, and some new ideas. Work hard, not a panacea. Heaven or hell with nothing in between. What folks want is a taste of both scenes. See, don't matter if you come from money, it don't matter if you're a star, it don't matter if you're a prince. You're gonna have problems no matter who you are. Vegas on steroids, crazy destination. Chuck the harps, relax and dress codes. Electric guitars with all the comforts of home. Yes, the idea started flying thick and fast. Each new one was better than the last. Both of them feeling refreshed and revived. They had a quite a lot in common, laughed at all the lies. See, it don't matter if you come from money, it don't matter if you're a star, it don't matter if you're a king. No matter who you are. Oh yeah, count on it. It's what you do about it though that really counts. Even if you are a count or a king or Stephen King, Queen Elizabeth, or Prince. You think so? That's a lot of easy. Think again, Bob.
That, folks, was Sir S-I-R-R off of the album Master Plan. That was Problems. One of many, many great selections off that album. You want to go to sir.bandcamp.com. Download the entire album absolutely free. Before that, some East Coast music from my Ashley McIsaac, Devil in the Kitchen. And a double shot of a Juno nominee, Heather Bambrick. Just prior to that, tomorrow she will be performing at the Jazz Room in Waterloo, 8:30 p.m. Get there soon. Get your tickets and go. It is coming up on 11 o'clock. We got one more song we're going to fit in from Mississauga-based The Steady Rebels, a great song off of their album Common Ground. You are listening to CKMS 102.7 FM. This is My Audio Face featuring Mr. K. We are on the air Fridays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. If you want to find out more about our programming, come visit us on Facebook at My Audio Face or on Twitter at My Audio Face. Have a good weekend, folks. This is The Steady Rebels. Thank you.
rising far where it's too hot to function. Darkness can hide things that hide at the junction. Man, you got down, you're hungry and drunken. Rolling backwards, you look like you're broken.
So pick your poison, yeah, standard or premium. Choose between mad, evil, and freedom.
But never choose who's elected to deem them. Bring the best of yourself, not your demons.
Listen intently. You put your ear to the ground. You know when you're gone, you don't hear. You don't hear or make a sound. The man got you fighting and fending not to be drowned. Yeah, a matron will send you.
Or will it just break? When I see you running, I know you're afraid. We always strive for the dominant strain to break down the toxic and evil brain waves.
You can tamper with the innocent and cut the wound deep. I can't dance without my instrument, no music's running through me.
But always look for the barrier and run free. Bring the best of yourself.
So listen intently. You put your ear to the ground. You know when you're gone, you don't hear. You don't hear or make a sound. The man got you fighting and fending not to be drowned. Yeah, a matron will send you. Yeah.
Choose who's elected to be